Police have more information on a fatal accident in the Eastwick section, Philadelphia. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Investigators are looking for a somewhat rare vehicle, the Dodge Charger Hellcat SRT. The car struck 29-year-old Talia Bernice Nisha of Philadelphia with such force she was driven against a parked car and then onto the sidewalk. Police say she was hit seconds after she got out of a rideshare while trying to cross Elmwood Avenue near 73rd Street at around 3:30 this morning. The driver of the high-performance vehicle kept going, and police are hoping they will be able to locate the person now the rare car used in the fatality has been made public. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Governor Josh Shapiro is joining leaders of more than two dozen states to sue the Trump administration over using public safety grants as part of a, quote, campaign of coercion to change election rules. From our partner station WESA, Chris Potter has this report.
Trump has long argued that he lost the 2020 election because of fraud. Courts have rejected the claim, and his efforts to change voting procedures also haven't gotten far. But as WESA reported last week, the administration is threatening to cut Homeland Security grants by 20% for states that don't adopt the election rules that he wants. That would cost Pennsylvania $6 million this year, but the federal demands include checking voter lists against a database that's accused of having serious flaws. Shapiro says he joined the suit because the administration is, quote, holding Homeland Security and disaster response hostage. A federal spokesperson said the suit is nothing more than, quote, partisan pushback.
Chris Potter reporting. Outside, it has been all over the map. We had sunshine earlier, then absolute powerful downpours within the past hour. Now clouds over Philadelphia, some sun peeking through, but looks like we are not out of the woods. A chance of storms lingers through the afternoon. 84 degrees currently in Center City, Philadelphia. Things should clear out late tonight, but then clouds come back in the pre-dawn hours. Overnight temperatures getting down to about 70.